Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Dear friends, tonight I want to just have a little talk here tonight about a little phrase in John's gospel, nothing that we've read here tonight. Tonight's a beautiful story of Luke 2, but a little phrase that John says in John chapter 1, we have seen the glory of Jesus. Keeping the curiosity going. We want to do that tonight. The curiosity of Christmas. You know, over the last month, I've noticed a strange thing happening underneath our Christmas tree at home with the packages. They have been arranged and rearranged in a whole bunch of different ways. About 2.5 weeks ago, I noticed that the packages were arranged by who the gifts were being given to. Mom's gifts over on the side, way by the piano. Dad's gifts way over on the other side, below the paintings. Miles' gifts, our little son, 10-month-old, they're hidden behind the tree. And then our 8-year-old and 6-year-old, Kai and Claire, for some reason their presents are front and center for everyone to see. I don't know how that happened. I would have no idea who would have arranged it that way. Well, a few days passed, and I noticed that the rearranging happened again. This time it was for a different reason. On one side of the Christmas tree were the big gifts. On the other side of the Christmas tree were the little gifts. A few more days passed by, and there was another rearranging underneath the Christmas tree. The gifts were assorted by color, the silver ones in the back. The blue ones over on the side, and the red ones with Santa Claus right in front in the center stage. Now, as I've assessed this, I've taken a scientific theory here and taken a look at why this would happen. I've come to one conclusion why this would happen. And I think we all would agree here why this would happen. It's a simple word. Curiosity. Somebody was curious. About the tag. Somebody was curious about the size of the gift. Someone was curious about the wrappings of the gift. In about 24 hours, 48 hours, that curiosity is going to be gone. Because they'll see the gift and it gets used, and then or I'll see the gift. I'm not blaming the kids. I'll do it too. We're all guilty of it. And that curiosity goes away. But you know, one thing that's beautiful in the month of September is the curiosity of a child. There's nothing like it with a gift. Keep the curiosity going. John's gospel says these words, we have seen the glory, the full glory of Jesus. Now, what does that mean exactly? I want to translate that into lucky translation here. I think what John is saying is keep the curiosity of Jesus going. Now, you might say tonight, what does that mean, seeing Jesus? We're doing that tonight. We're here singing songs about Jesus. We're hearing historical talks about the songs behind who this Jesus is. We have symbols of Jesus, the tree and the lights. We're doing a lot of Jesus talk here tonight. But here's the truth. We could see something and not always catch all of its beauty and significance. We could see something like a Christmas gift and lose curiosity for what's inside after we open it. You know, it's kind of like seeing a rainbow 1,000 times over. Once you see that one extra rainbow after 1,000, you lose a little bit of curiosity for the beauty of that rainbow, and you might miss the excellence and beauty of that rainbow. Or it's like planting a garden. You see it every day outside your kitchen window, but then that 100th time that you see it, you miss the beauty and the significance of that one flower that's very beautiful. See, there's a danger here tonight. We could say that we saw Jesus. We could say that we have festive and faithful feelings. We could say that we are joyful and triumphant. And we could say all sorts of things in this beautiful moment, but see, in a few hours, we could lose the curiosity of Jesus. True? Amen? Yeah. How do we keep our curiosity? There's one gift that I received that I've held on to that I kept my curiosity, even into my, well, still my adult life. It's a chessboard. It's a gift that was given to me by my sister when I was really young. And it caused a sense of curiosity for some odd reasons I want to share with you tonight. The first time that I saw this, it was wrapped in paper, and as a little child, I can remember moving the gift, and it piqued my curiosity for what was inside. So that brought some curious feelings. But then, you see, the curiosity grew even more because after I opened it up, I saw what it was. It was a chessboard. I didn't know what the pieces were used for. I didn't know how they moved, I should say. I didn't know the bishop moved diagonally. I didn't know when I was 8 years old that the queen could move all over the place, but this is what I did know. I did know that these chess pieces fit very nicely with my army men and my G.I. Joe set. And so I took the chess pieces and played it out there in the living room of my parents' house, and I pretended like there was a battle going on. These little pieces, I wasn't using for what they were intended, but see, there was curiosity. I used it for about a year. But you see, after about a year of using these pieces like that, I finally learned what they were supposed to do and how the game of chess was played. I realized the real purpose behind it, and my curiosity grew even more. What I learned about that lesson with this one gift that I got is that if you want to keep your curiosity going, you look at it from different angles. You appreciate it for different reasons. As we think about Jesus, it's important that we view him from all the different angles. You know, it's one angle to see the power that he had in the life that he lived here on earth. He was one who just spoke a word, "Peace be still," and the wind and the waves listened to his voice. That's not it, though. There's more. We could catch a picture of Jesus and the miraculous power that he had. He did change and multiply loaves and fish and fed a crowd of 5,000, but it's more than that. John's gospel, you see, says that the glory of Jesus does not come when he's emitting heavenly host signals and doing glorious and powerful things. John's gospel actually says the glory of Jesus is seen in his suffering and in his death and on the work of the cross. That's a weird thing. That's where we see Jesus at work. You know, how are we going to see the power and significance of Jesus? It's not going to be by trying harder and trying to do more religious things and showing up for church attendance or whatever that is in the next year. And we're not going to see Jesus in his full glory by improving our lives and being more moral with the decisions that we make. You see, we catch Jesus' full glory actually when we see how broken we are inside, each one of us. Lost and in need of a Savior. And when we see that brokenness, then we see his full glory, that he's for us and that his work for us is not just in a crib or cradle, but his work for us is on the cross for us. This Jesus goes to work for that person. Maybe you're here tonight. That person who is in a marriage that is struggling. This Jesus goes to work for that person, and it may be you, who has gone through a nasty divorce and is just putting the pieces back together in life. This Jesus' glory is for the person who's struggling in a cycle of sickness, who needs a breakthrough, and Jesus can give that. This Jesus is for the person who's experiencing injustice, and he can bring justice and right things in your life. We won't cherish and keep the feeling of Christmas if we look into the crib and we feel good about ourselves and where we're at in life. You see, we'll catch the full significance and purpose of Jesus when we realize that we're broken and we're lost, each one of us. And we see his work for us no matter where we are in life, that he loves us right where we are. You know, keeping the curiosity going, that's critical to our faith. moving forward, being curious about Jesus. You know, one of the interesting things about many of the people here in this passage that we just read from Luke chapter 2 is that they didn't settle for the spectacular things that came their way. They sought something better. They sought to see Jesus. Take, for example, the shepherds seeing the angels. It's not every day that you see angels and the lights, the sky being lit up by the angels and exulting song coming up from those shepherds singing their way and the angels as well singing. But you see, the shepherds didn't settle for the angels. They went for something further. They went to see Jesus. They were curious about Jesus. And when they saw Jesus, they knew that Jesus was for them. And the wise men too. The wise men saw a spectacular vision, a star going through the sky at night, guiding them to Bethlehem. That doesn't happen every night. What a spectacular thing that is. But they didn't settle there. They went to see Jesus. And when they saw Jesus, they saw that he was the one who was wise. And he was the one who would offer eternal life. Friends, in your spiritual life, don't settle. Don't settle for a star coming across the sky. Don't settle even for angels. Don't settle for spectacular events in your life. Don't settle even for a spectacular service tonight. Don't settle for a tree. Don't settle for toys. Don't settle for tinsel. Seek Jesus. And realize in your brokenness and in your lost nature, he's fully seen, and his glory is the most beautiful at that moment because he's working for you to bring you eternal life. Keep the curiosity. Seek Jesus. And then the Christmas feeling that we have tonight doesn't just stay here. It's a curious feeling that we can have throughout the year ahead. May that be the case for each one of us tonight. Let's pray about that tonight as we move forward in our service. Dear Lord, we thank you for this feeling tonight of Christmas. And Lord, it's okay to admit that some of us are broken. Some of us are lost. Some of us are seeking. Help us to be comforted in that it's at those moments that Jesus shines his great glory. Help us to view him that way tonight and continue to be curious about him. Not settling for just a feeling one night, but for a year ahead of being curious about his love for us. It's in his name that we pray. Amen. Having now heard the word, we now continue with the gathering of our tithes and offerings this evening before we continue with our Christmas prayers.